Choose my PCC, candidates for the Avon and Somerset Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page, Bennett Allen, Liberal Democrats, page, Katie Grant, Green Party, page, Claire Moody, Labour and Cooperative Party, page, Mark Shelford, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Avon and Somerset, page. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Avon and Somerset Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 1311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.tlectoralcomission.org.uk/voting-and-cleconscience. Bennett Allen. Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. I was born in Taunton and returned to the area in 2014 after a career in TV news to live with Sally and our lovely Democratic dogs. Formerly Deputy Leader of Somerset West and Taunton Council, a leading light in the local male voice choir and involved with local charity fundraisers for Musgrove Park Hospital, I am familiar with the place where I live and make it a priority to understand the issues and concerns of people living there. The Liberal Democrats understand that there's more to solving crime than looking tough. We're offering a program based on care across all government agencies to give young people a better start than a life of crime. Policing is about priorities, and there are no quick fixes. Promises are too easy to make, and too easy to break. It's going to take a long, dedicated effort to get the best out of our police, and to repair relations with the community. Every crime matters, and we need to focus on broken windows, small crimes that damage confidence and trust, but also work on improving prosecution rates for serious and violent crime. At the same time, we need to fix the police. The recent documentary series To Catch a Copper and Many Violent Crimes by Serving Officers that you've seen on the news are signs that all is not well with the police. We need an end to the climate of complacency. It's time for change. Prepared by the election agent, Fergus Ustianowski, Liberal Democrats, at 83 Staple Grove Road, Taunton, TA11DN. Contact details. Website, https://www.bhblibdems.org.uk/benet-for-pcc. Katie Grant. Green Party. Election Statement. I am a councillor in Bristol and an Avon and Somerset magistrate. Before that, I worked for 20 years with the UN on child protection and violence against women in conflict and humanitarian settings in the Global South. As Police and Crime Commissioner, I will focus on preventing crime, working with community, schools, youth service providers and families to tackle the structural, social causes of crime, especially knife violence. I want to see trusted, neighborhood police officers participating in community-wide actions to provide young people with alternatives. The police will play a role at all levels, as community support officers in schools, joining peer group support plans, building resilience. Better police presence in the community in the aftermath of violence, with enhanced services to families of victims. Improving results on the prosecution of sexual violence, domestic violence and assault. I will make sure we have the systems to deliver, and metrics to demonstrate, greater safety for women and girls in their homes and on our streets. This will include specialist outreach to prevent child exploitation and abuse. In rural areas, I will strengthen policing of county lines drug operations, and reduce related violence in Somerset towns. Rural police teams need better resourcing to prevent agricultural theft, burglary, vandalism and wildlife crime. I will ask the police to lead on a collective commitment to a five-pillar Vision Zero strategy to eliminate traffic fatalities in Avon and Somerset. We will work with councils, schools and others to prioritize road safety. Improved performance and standards within the force. This will include greater independence for misconduct panels. I will work tirelessly with the Avon and Somerset Police to get closer to and regain the trust of the communities we serve, prepared by the election agent, Thomas Dorr, 1 Stonehill Park Road, Congresbury, BS495DP. Contact details. Email, katy.grant at bristolgreenpaty.org. Claire Moody. Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. Labour will restore community policing after 14 years of Tory neglect. We will increase the number of neighbourhood police and PCSOs by 13,000 nationally, with guaranteed police patrols in town centres and every community in our area having a named officer they can get in touch with. Many of our streets feel less safe than ever, and over 14 years under this government the police have grown more distant from the people they serve. The Tories are putting up your council tax again, while cutting PCSO numbers by 80 and police staff by around 200 in Avon and Somerset. They are letting people down across our region in the middle of a cost of living crisis. My priorities, if elected with your support on to May, are investing in neighbourhood policing, building safer communities and helping to prevent and solve crime, supporting victims of crime, making sure victims are properly listened to and get the help they need when they need it, prioritizing reducing violent crime. The scale of violent crime, including knife crime and violence against women and girls, isn't inevitable, but it needs focus and commitment to fix it. Preventing crime. Working with agencies across the public sector and civil society to prevent crime and build safer communities. Restoring trust and confidence in the police. Enabling the police to take pride in high standards. At the last election, Labour were just 5% behind the Tories. A vote for anyone else just lets the Conservatives back in. My experience means I am best placed to restore the public's trust in the police and be the voice of our local communities in policing. I will be visible and accountable to you. Prepared by Brenda Massey, Election Agent, at Unit B, Bradley Pover Eons, Peartree Road, Bristol, BS320BQ. Contact details. Website. https://www.claremoody.com. Email, clare@claremoody.com. X, www.x.com/claremoody4pcc. Facebook, https://faceboook.com/claremoody4. Mark Shelford. Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Election Statement. When elected as your PCC in 2021, I promised more police officers, a relentless focus on tackling serious crime, and to listen to every community. I have brought my 32 years of experience in military service to focus on delivering excellent policing and making Avon and Somerset an even safer place to live. I have delivered on those promises and more. 1,500 new police officers have been recruited, delivering an extra 500 officers focused on neighborhood policing and CID investigations. There has been a 300% increase in the number of rape cases reaching the courts, a major achievement by the new courageous chief constable I appointed in 2021. Avon and Somerset is the top-performing constabulary in England for disrupting illegal drug activity thanks to Operation Scorpion. New police stations are being opened in Bath and Minehead, as well as major refurbishments to the Yeovil station and the Trinity Road station in Bristol, making the police more accessible to the public. But there's still more to do. I have a long-term plan to continue making Avon and Somerset safer for all residents. If elected for the next 4 years, I will continue my work on increasing the support our rural communities need to fight rural crime. Prioritizing educating young people through school programs on the dangers of knife crime and criminal exploitation to keep our younger generations safe. Reducing reoffending through perpetrator rehab programs and helping prisoners gain employment skills for a better chance on release. So, on 2nd May, use your vote for the candidate who has a track record of combating crime and the experience to keep making Avon and Somerset a safer place for everyone. Prepared by the election agent, Amy Green, of Unit 1 Heritage Courtyard, Sadler Street, Wells, BA52RR. Contact details. Website, https://www.markshelford.org.uk. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Avon and Somerset. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Avon and Somerset. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Avon and Somerset on 2nd May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Allen, Bennett, Liberal Democrats; Grant, Katie, Green Party; Moody, Clare, Labour and Cooperative Party; Shelford, Mark, Conservative candidate; More Police, Safer Streets. I can be contacted at Will Godfrey, Guildhall, High Street, Bath, BA15AW, elecitions@bathnes.gov.uk, 012-25-477-333. https://www.avonpcclecitons.org.uk. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, to Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Avon and Somerset_BKT.